views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA Region number 6. And today is November the 28th, 2017. It is a Tuesday, and we have a live show for you today. Just want to say apologies to you all. Yesterday, I missed the show. Got extremely, extremely busy. Couldn't break away from the schedule. I thought it was going to end, early, but I missed it. So sorry about that. I missed you guys. So glad to be back on air and with you live today. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and hit ** and see you in queue. I'm on the board. I'll be able to see you, and we're going to jump right into today's show. But before we do that, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network, and you can do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you are there, you will be at the homepage, and you can look to see the donation prompt that's there. Just click on it and give some of your financial energy so that this network can continue to do what it was designed to do. That's bring you information, give you the opportunity to engage and make decisions that are important to you, and just to be an overall source for your information and overall development as a person, as a family, and as a community at large. And that is the wholeness of it all, the spirit, the mind, and the body. So definitely please be a part of that overall support. And because this network does not receive corporate sponsorship and is not receiving mainstream support at all. It is truly a grassroots, meaning that it comes from the actual ground, from the people, from the way that the great creator intended it to be for us. So this is grassroots, and it needs your overall support. We just need you to ensure that you fertilize and you cultivate and you rehab and we, you know, treat this ecosystem with the proper energy that's needed for it to mature into the natural strength that it already is. So definitely, please do that. Also, if you can also support the network by being a part of this social media outlet known as BTR Community. BTR Community is a social media outlet that was put together and created for you to engage in your social media activities without being as adversely affected or without you someone selling your overall information to the highest bidder. And that is where you can do that as a member. Membership is very, very important. Membership is about collective prudence. Membership is about crowdfunding, crowdsourcing. This is where you can give some of your financial energy to become a part of BTR Community for only $24 a year. $24 a year. Support BTR community, which supports this network, and that would be great. And you can engage in all of your social media activities that you would otherwise be adversely affected on in the mainstream ones, from data mining to selling your information. Nothing there is free at all. So many have lost a lot of opportunities that you never thought, why didn't I get that opportunity? Why isn't it? Probably your social media network. By doing the other one, yes, it has a lot of people. It has all of the, because it's sponsored by the corporations. Of course, is there poison always has a sweetness to it that's irresistible to those that are addicted to it, and that goes for us all. So definitely want to engage in that. $24 a year for your social media platform known as BTR Community, which is the only place that I actually post. Now, so please engage in that. Let me see real quickly. I'm going to try, Dave, if I could. Hey, Scotty, what was that? I couldn't hear you, brother.
Yeah, if I could real quick.
Yes,
the
sir.
Membership is changing. As I was telling the member, I shared a story about one of our elders who joined the community. Well, she had problems getting on, but I helped her get that resolved. And as I mentioned to her yesterday, while you're on a membership that's annually, you know, $24 a year, you can cancel it at any time, because I'm not kicking anybody out the group. Because I know off the platform, because I know how finances can be, especially for people like us. And she said that she'll continue to do that, but people have canceled their memberships that first signed up last year. And I'm not kicking them out, because I just don't feel right doing that. You know, we do need the funds in order to maintain and grow what we have, but I don't think anybody should be shut out of what we are doing based on their ability to pay, because that's not what we're about. So
that's why I love Scotty.
So all memberships, you know, you can stay on those subscriptions if you want to, and just, you know, it'll automatically, you know, take out every year. Or if you cancel them, don't worry about being, you know, your membership being deactivated, because it's not going to happen.
Well, and man, Scotty, that's why I love you, and that's so, so important. And this is what I think is real, real important. One of the things that we're going to be doing is Coins of Change. I'm going to put Scotty, and I hate to put you on the spot, would you want me to put BTR Community, or would you like me to put you in Coins of Change? I'm going to sponsor you, or you know what? I'm a sponsor. I don't know if I can sponsor both.
I would rather those funds go to the legal entity known as Black Talk Media Project.
Okay, so then that's what we'll do, Scotty, and definitely do that. And as things go, we know that it's very, very important. And those of you, let me give you some of the before we get into, of course, those of you that want to engage in a way to save like a king or a queen or a lady and a gentleman, you can do that by going to Prosperity Mint. Check out what we have there in Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint. Definitely go there. And one of the things that I definitely want to do as well is that for those of us that are in Coins of Change, I want to say that really quickly, we're going to be doing very, very well in a very, very short period of time. And I know that everyone that's here that's in Coins of Change, we're definitely going to be taking care of this network. This network is going to be the cause. I know it's one of my causes, because the overall, you know, this platform and the other platforms that we're going to create from this, you know, there are many platforms and programs that are here. And we need to actually fund that. So I'm going to definitely, and I would ask those of you that are in Coins of Change with us, as we start to, as your overall payments start to increase, as we start move closer and closer to the official launch of it, and we get more familiar with it and it grows, definitely let's take care of Black Talk Radio Network. I will be doing that. I'm looking forward to doing that. And so Let me get through some of this administrative stuff, and then we'll talk about some of that. But those of you that would like to engage,
Dave.
Go ahead, brother Davis.
I already said on my show, Black Talk Telecommunications, and that is where we're going to. So I just wanted to add that.
Yes, sir. And so we're going to definitely support this network because it is our home network, and we're going to be engaging, and we want to have it to have the proper funding so it can have more collaboration, more programs, more of what you have grown to see as being so necessary. Because look at how much Black Talk Radio Network has impacted our overall sustainable lives and our opportunity. It has really facilitated so much value, so much. It's created so much money. And money is not the monetary thing that the banks actually tell you. Money is you, your money. Your energy is money. You know, my brother when we were younger, my brother was a phenomenal, phenomenal basketball player. And they used to call him Money because his talents and ability was so, you know, so sick. And Grande Queen. And so this platform is money, not the kind that but the real, the essence of sustainability. That's money, and we're going to definitely support that. I know all of you are going to do that. We're going to be in a much, much better position, and we're going to take full advantage of that to do what's so, so necessary. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit in today's, before we get to today's show. But before I get into what's in the news, I wanted to give Brother Davis a little opportunity to talk about Wise Wednesday, if he would like to do that. Brother Davis?
Absolutely, brother. It's always good to hear the voice of a friend. Thank you for giving me the opportunity early in the show, because my evening is going to be compacted quite a bit. But tomorrow night's show, we're going to go back to the concept. Yeah, we're going to go back to the concept of moving closer to our equilibrium. What is that? You've heard the concept, we are in it but not of it. But when you say that, that means that you're a part of something that's greater than what you're presently in. And that is actually going to be the focus of what the universal laws about what that is that you're a part of. So we're going to basically focus on how we can bring ourselves back into balance, because literally as things begin to happen now, we're running into the 50th year of the age of Aquarius. Age of Aquarius means replenishment, rejuvenation, as well as refreshing. So it's going to be rough getting there. It's not going to be easy. For those of you who haven't heard yet, Trump is talking about not even going through with the federal budget and letting everything fall apart by the middle of the month. If that is the case, it's going to be repercussions real quickly, because if you who don't know, the Democrats did not have their annual meeting with Trump today about the budget. So that's up in the air. It's going to be an interesting time between now and the end of the year, but it's no better time to be a part of something greater than thyself. This is Brother Davis. Look for you tomorrow night on Wise Wednesday. Thank you, Brother Dave.
My brother. Yes, yes, sir. And I'm going to send that to you today, Brother Davis, right after the show. You'll be receiving that that text I said that you would be getting from sister, from Dad.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Much love. Much respect. Give my regards to Sister Davis. Scotty, is there... I have a gray screen, and I can't, you know, like I can't chat or anything. Is there something new on the platform that you know of, Scotty? Okay, well, don't worry about it. I get to whenever Scotty gets, Scotty's probably doing something. So I don't know what that is. All right. So, yes, Wise Wednesday tomorrow. Everyone, please be a part of that. Engage in it. Very, very, very important. Great, great shows and just the overall development of everyone. Wise Wednesdays is a must. Is a must. So check out Brother Davis tomorrow. Okay. So we're going to jump into what's in the news. And yesterday wasn't able to have a show. Hey, Scotty, question real quick. I just saw that you unmuted. I have a gray screen where I can't text a chat. Do you know, like it's a cover over
I don't know what that is, except for maybe, you know, just exit out and reboot it.
Okay. That's what I'll do. I'll just X out and then come back in. Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to jump into what's in the news. And then what I'll do is, well, I'll do what's in the news, and then I'll come back to that. So we got a lot of information. Thanks to my man Roz, to L.A. Ramon, and everybody else that posted there yesterday and today, because I was definitely caught up in some things and couldn't get away to do a lot of that stuff. So want to just say thank you all to that. There's a lot of stuff that's within the news, but I definitely want to get into today's show. And today's show, I said we'll pick up the show I missed yesterday. And the topic, a uncertain hour in the assured time. An uncertain hour in the assured time. That's the name of today's show. It was going to be a part of yesterday's show. So definitely want to do that. So a couple of things I want to just put a couple of points that I posted, and a couple of main ones that some of the other people posted. This one is from Newsweek. Russian jet buzzed U.S. reconnaissance plane, causing a violent turbulence. A Russian jet made an unsafe contact with a U.S. Navy reconnaissance aircraft over the weekend, the Pentagon said on Monday, yesterday. The aircraft, a Russian Su-30 fighter jet, reportedly flew right around 50 feet in front of a U.S. plane, a P-8A Poseidon, resulting in the American craft experience a 15-degree rollover and violent turbulence. That came from Newsweek and Cerebrally Naive Network. And let me just say this. There's a reason why that happened, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to just tell you this. That reconnaissance plane ain't just what it is, because it's a P-8 Poseidon. Those are actually, they do reconnaissance, yes, but they also hunt subs. And the reason why you would have a plane, you think about it, satellites, they can do reconnaissance with satellites. They don't need to do reconnaissance with planes anymore.
And what does reconnaissance mean, Dave? That's just a fancy word for spying.
Yep. Exactly. But what I really think it was that the Russian jet was there to prevent that P-8 Poseidon from being able to locate a nuclear sub. And that's why that jet had intervened so close to push that P-8 Poseidon up, because that's one of the jobs of that overall plane, is to actually go out and hunt nuclear subs. I know. I worked closely with that when I was in the military. But it was the P-3 Orion, which has actually been replaced by the Poseidon. That's why that jet flew in front of that. They didn't care what that thing was going to see. It didn't want it to locate and target. Things are getting very, 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 very bad. And that's for that to happen, made that plane turn around. Before, they would just let it do what it's going to do, follow it and everything else, letting know that they there. But things are getting really, really heated up, and this is going to get bad. Because, like, once again, they don't need planes for reconnaissance anymore. They got satellites for that. That thing was targeting. So, and they know that things could turn awry at any minute. Last thing that they want is just a practice, a training exercise, go live all of a sudden, and they're out of position and can't defend themselves. This is going to get ugly. Next article, posted this one from CNBC. Criminals, nothing but criminals, says Bitcoin heading over 10,000 in 6 to 10 months. Former Forest hedge fund manager. Well, it went over 10,000 today. So check out that article. And actually, it said 40 and much more. My man Raj posted this one from Survivopedia. Why the Venezuelan crisis matters to the United States. We've been talking about that since we really been on air, trying to get you all prepared for what's gonna be happening. So. Definitely check that article out. And it says the economy of Venezuela has been in decline ever since Hugo Chavez came into power. Now, the changes in their government give his successors, Nicolas Maduro, dictatorial powers. The world can expect to see even greater shortages, increased poverty in the South American country. yet it should not be. And I'm going to tell you,
what's the source of that? Because that does not sound accurate to me. That sounds like some Western propaganda. Because during Chavez's reign or during his terms in there, Venezuela was experiencing some very great economic growth tied to their oil reserves. And you've talked about in the past how that was sabotaged, you know, by OPEC. And then when they start saying, oh, then now they're going to have dictatorial powers and all of that kind of stuff. We have to be cognizant of where we get this information from, and we also have to always consider the source, and assume they're lying. But since I know a little bit of what's going on in or the history since Chavez has been there and how they've been trying to, how they took him out and destabilizing, that sounds like a piece that's trying to make Venezuela's problems sound like they're internal when they are external.
Yeah, and I think Raj posted this from Survivorpedia because of this, why Venezuela crisis matters to the U.S. And I know Raj posted that for that same reason that you were saying, but also to say, hey, the heads up, they're saying that this stuff is coming here, and how Venezuela's crisis would look here. I didn't get to read the article, but yeah, definitely, Scotty, we know that the propaganda is always going to put, the most effective weapon is the opportunity to put out your story to the people, and that's what they're putting out here, what they want the people to believe, which is always furthest from the truth. But I definitely would say yes, I do see some of the similarities, and it's going to be far worse here than in Venezuela once this thing kicks off, and it's definitely heading towards that. And but I didn't get to read it, but we know Roz, and the reason why he posted that was for that reason, which you spoke about, Scotty, and for us to get a heads up as, hey, they tell you before they do it, that stuff is coming here, you need to be properly prepared for that. So check out that one. Let me see if I can log back in to one second. So check out that article. Oops, one second. We'll log back in to so I can see the board. Okay, there we go. Get back in. So check out that article. Very, very important article. I'm probably going to actually read this one with us later this week. On Friday, I'm going to have on Financial Friday, we're definitely going to do a very, very important one to get us as prepared for some things that are happening. That's what today's show is really all about. So I'm definitely going to re-engage this one probably Thursday because I think it is good that we need to definitely take a look at this article, because what's happening in Venezuela is contrived against the people, and is going to, in my opinion, is definitely going to be here. Okay, I got it now, Scotty. That fixed it. It didn't. It went right back to it. Oh, let me check. Do I need? Okay.
You say it's just giving you a gray screen. It shouldn't give you a gray screen. But
yeah, it's. Let me see if it allow me to do anything. Yes, Scotty, it's just giving me a gray screen. And, like, I can see everything on the board, but I just can't.
You can't see the chat? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I can't chat.
I don't know what that could be, Dave.
Yeah, that's the program itself. That's, Let me see. All right, that's all right. So, but I can see the board. But I can't unmute myself or any. Does it give me any options? No, it doesn't give me any options or anything else. So that's all right. As long as you're here, we're cool. All right. So let's get back into what the show. Next article. Let me pull. Okay, Raz posted this one from Crypto Coin News. Cryptocurrency market cap to reach $2 trillion in 2018. Yes, I could definitely see that and surpass that even more. Check out that article real quick where it says, getting trading recommendations and reading analysis. Nothing really there. Then we got a great article, Raz. Thanks for posting that. And this one, Rise posted this one. This article tells me the stem, he said something else, is working fine at fooling the masses in the U.S. U.S. consumer confidence raises, hits the highest level since 2000. Since 2000, Mayor Rise, well put. And this came from lying like a Fox News. Well put. Or either they just lied about it itself. I don't see people that way. No way. And I knew that they were going to be lying about a great article. Next article, very, very important. Rise posted this one. North Korea fires a missile towards Japan, possibly is most powerful yet. Here we go. This came from The Guardian. North Korea has conducted a night test of a long-range ballistic missile, which landed off the coast of Japan, triggering a South Korean test launch in response and bringing a return to high tension to the region after a lull of more than about 2 months. Check out that article. We're definitely going to take a look at that, because what North Korea actually did today is they actually, the actual ICBM, that they actually put into the upper atmosphere means that they can target anywhere in the United States. Their ICBMs are now, they can target any place in the United States because of the overall, the altitude and the trajectory and the return, the coordinated return that ICBM was able to achieve, meaning that they could deliver a nuclear ICBM anywhere in the U.S. So check out that. And then here's what from yesterday, and this is very, very, very important. Let me pull this up. And this is from Reuters. I posted this one yesterday. U.S. South Korea to hold joint Air Force drills in early December. Seoul, Korea. Reuters. The Air Force of South Korea and the United States are scheduled to hold a regular joint drill next month, deploying F-22 Raptors in the exercise, a South Korean ministry official said on Friday. Okay, the drill called Vigilant Ace will run from December 4th to December 8th. I don't want to pull that. Let me see what it is. I'm going to pull it up. Pull it up from here, Dave. Okay. And it's going to run from, let me pull this up. Very, very important. At any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. The hit **. We'll see you in queue for that. So the actual is going to run in early December, a couple of days in early December, and this is should be significant, and we're probably going to take a look at this. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to come back to this because we're going to play that into today's show. Okay, so that's what's in the news. Also, another article I wanted to share with you. This one came from Anti-War. Pentagon admits to 2,000 troops in Syria, number likely far higher. Check out that article, and it was a couple of other articles. Saudi Arabia continues to make its overall moves, and it was one other. Oh, let me do this one. L.A. Ramon posted this from Lying Like a Fox News. South Korea taunts North Korea over defecting soldier by broadcasting news through loudspeakers. Let me see what else. Very, very important. I saw it. But that's what's in the news, and would love for you to jump in today's conversation. Today's show is an uncertain hour in the assured time, meaning we don't know when it's going to start, but we can assure that it's going to be during this time, and it really doesn't matter. It has already started, the overall wars of World War III that's going to lead into global nuclear war one, because all the stage is being set. So very, very important. So what I want to do, how much time? We got plenty of time. What I want to do, I want to play let me just do this real quickly and bring you up to speed as to what happened today. North Korea, let me get set up here. North Korea actually tested a ICBM earlier today, a couple of hours ago, maybe about 4 hours ago. And by that overall test launching, it's over, it's done with. They have the ability to nuke any city in the U.S. Well, at least as far as Washington, D.C., and I've been saying this, no, they can pop, they have the capability to actually hit any city in the U.S. under my estimations, which for everybody, you know, really, in actuality, it shouldn't be a problem because the U.S. has nukes, England has nukes, Israel has nukes, all these other places have nukes, Russia, China has nukes, but here's the thing, the only ones that have really used them has been Israel and the U.S. So where's the problem here? It's always been the same thing. And there was no excuse ever for the U.S. to use that type of weaponry against humanity, because that's what it was used for. Was no reason. I know they gave you an excuse that, oh, it was in the war. You know, they did. No, no. They purposely targeted the civilian population. And that is because they were indoctrinating everyone to say, hey, military means that you're right. So this is critical. So let me want to just say this. I'm going to play a video real quick, and then I want to read something, and then we need to talk about this and getting you all and getting us all prepared for what the setup is here. So let me just stage this up, and we're going to hear something from mainstream narcissistic blatant criminals. That's what MSNBC stands for. Don't ask me to repeat that. I probably couldn't. So let me let me stop it there. Made a mistake there. A quick one. Let's hear what they have to say about what happened today. Let me just freeze that. Here we go. 1 second. Here we go. Soon as it, let me move this out the way. Very, very significant. Now, some of the things
he has confirmed that North Korea has fired a ballistic missile, and it happened early Wednesday. Kelly, what more do we know at this point? Do we know where that missile was headed?
Yeah, Craig, early Wednesday, Pyongyang time, we understand the ballistic missile, an unidentified ballistic missile, was fired eastward. The South Korean military at this point is analyzing the details with
missile,
U.S.
And it happened early Wednesday. Kelly, what more do we know at this point? Do we know where that missile was?
Yeah, Craig, early Wednesday, Pyongyang time, we understand
how far,
how high.
Hold on. Let me fix this real quick. Sorry about that. Okay, here we go.
Eastward, the South Korean military at this point is analyzing the details with the U.S., so we're still trying to figure out, they are still trying to figure out how far, how high, what type of ballistic missile test this may have been. The Japanese had their eyes on this for the past 24 hours or so. They said that they had detected some radio signals which indicated that there may, in fact, be a missile test ahead of these joint drills which the U.S. and South Korea are preparing for, some upcoming military drills, fairly extensive. These drills are typically met with some sort of reaction from North Korea, many times a launch, sometimes simply a raise in the rhetoric. But this time it turns out the Japanese suspicions were correct. There has in fact been a missile launch from North Korea. Again, an unidentified ballistic missile at this point. They're still studying the numbers, studying the facts, and we don't have a clear idea as yet from our sources as far as where this missile has landed, how far it's gone, Craig. We're still trying to get that information. This just breaking within the past few minutes.
much had been made over the past few weeks that it had been a while since the North Koreans had fired a ballistic missile. The last test, September 15th, and again, my understanding was that missile was also one that flew at least over part of the territory of Japan. Kelly, is that accurate?
Yeah, that's right, Craig. And in addition to that, we haven't been reporting much on the rhetoric between North Korea and the United States because it has seemed to have died down or other news events have sort of taken the oxygen away from it. However, the Russians have been sort of pushing this line that the U.S. And South Koreans should back away from some of their military drills, saying that some of these things are sort of provoking the North Koreans and making it more difficult to ease tensions. So they have been fairly vocal on this. The North Koreans fairly quiet, really, in the past few days. But again, tensions haven't died down. The military drills were going to go forward. There was no sense that the Americans were going to pull back from that or the South Koreans. They've always maintained that these are just standard drills, maintaining readiness, not an indication that they are going to attack North Korea. But, of course, North Korea has said time and again that they view these types of drills as a provocation and an aggression toward them. So this kind of activity from North Korea, fairly typical in terms of a response, particularly when you see that the United States focus has gone elsewhere. Sometimes we see this kind of thing happening in North Korea, and a ballistic missile test sure to get America's attention.
Again, this breaking news happening as President Trump is on Capitol Hill, talking to Senate Republicans about this tax bill that's supposed to come up for a committee vote this afternoon. The president undoubtedly hearing the news, presumably also talking to some of these Senate Republican leaders about the most recent launch. Again, this is the 18th missile launch that we have seen from North Korea since President Trump took office. How does that compare, Kelly, to previous administrations? Are they firing these things off more frequently now than they have under past presidents?
Yeah, Craig, I have the numbers on right at the top of my head, but there's definitely been a significant uptick in the number of missile tests under the Trump administration compared to years past. I mean, this has been a very noticeable rise. Is intentions, not just in rhetoric, which we have always seen from the North Koreans over the years, but in terms of the missile test and also a nuclear test. And you'll recall earlier in the year, there was quite a bit of anxiety and worry, particularly in the region, that the North Koreans were preparing for another nuclear test. Now, you'll correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think there has been one recently, certainly, but the missile tests have come really, and compared to past years, fast and furious from the North Koreans. And there's been a lot of talk as well, as you'll recall, over the past several months, that the North Koreans are getting much, much closer to being able to put a miniaturized nuclear weapon on top of a ballistic missile and reach parts well beyond their country, Japan, potentially the United States. That's a real worry from the military establishment in the United States. We've heard warnings from many in the military establishment that North Korea may be much closer to accomplishing this than previous thought, potentially within a year. So it's always a concern, Craig, when you see North Korea carrying out a missile test like this, and again, we're still waiting to see just how far this missile has gone and in which direction.
Hey there, I'm Chris Hayes from MSNBC. Thanks for watching MSNBC on YouTube. Do you want to keep?
Okay. So just wanted to play that for you to get you caught up on some things. There's a couple of things I want to touch on that, and mainly is that be prepared. Because doesn't mean that anything is going to happen relatively soon, but definitely things are going to they're definitely putting everything in position, not only in the Korean Peninsula, but in the South Sea of China, in South America, in Central America, in Europe, definitely in Europe, in the Baltic states, in the Middle East, and in Africa. The whole world is staged for the overall military fireworks to kick off, and the people once again will be put in harm's way, and they will be the victims of the wars, as 99% of the wars are always the innocent civilians that had nothing to do with it all, and we allow that to happen by the few. Those that declare war don't fight it. Those that create, they, you know, I always like to say, mess that up, I always like to say, it's really those that create debt and don't have to pay it, and create laws that they don't have to be, laws that they don't have to obey, and wage wars that they don't have to fight. What's wrong with us? What is really wrong with us globally? That's because of the education system that we are schooled into. Well, not the education school, but the schooling system that we have has always taught us to trust and obey. And that is what they teach, and it works so well, and this is the overall result of that. And this whole thing is about to, in my opinion, it's not for show. It's for plausible deniability to have the excuse for global genocide and depopulation, and people buy it just like they bought it in World War II, World War I, and all the other confrontations. And they always said that there was a reason why we needed to have it, and didn't even think about those that were controlling it. And so, because we've been so, it's hard to have a sovereign mind when it's busy thinking of freedom. And freedom lives by the rules of those that control the assets and control the state of subjugation subjugation and self-determination is actually being manipulated here. So huge story, and just wanted to give you an update on it. Here's what's significant about it. Now, this last ballistic missile test, which, believe me, they have all forms of nuclear capability, just as the U.S. have, because they're all in one big fraternity. Now, here's what's some of the things that's being reported, is that this actual device, and before we get into that device, let me just say what's going to happen on December the 4th through the 8th. Let me just give you an idea how this whole stage is being set up. Currently, the U.S. has the largest, in my opinion, the largest naval and air force deployment towards one country ever. And that's being pointed towards North Korea. Okay, so here it is. The drill called Vigilant Ace will run from December the 4th to December the 8th, officials told Reuters. One second. Officials told Reuters. The Vigilant Ace drill is held regularly by the U.S. and South Korea to simulate wartime defenses. About 1,200 U.S. personnel will participate with South Korean troops, while 230 aircraft will be flown at 8 U.S. and South Korean military installations. The U.S. 7th Air Force said in a news statement. Let me stop there real quickly. Give you those numbers again. While 230 aircraft will be flown at 8 U.S. and South Korean military installations, United States Marine Corps and naval troops will participate in its aid. It should be actually the other way. It should be the United States Navy and the United States Marine Corps troops. The realistic combat exercise is designed to enhance the intercooperation ability between U.S. and the Republic of Korea forces, and increase the combat effectiveness of both nations, it said. The exercise comes as North Korea continues to press forward with developing its nuclear and missile program. in a defiance of global condemnation and sanctions, though it has not yielded, though it has not held test for 2 months. Notice how they said that, and then boom, it does it today. So this is huge. 230 aircraft. I'm not saying that this is going to happen, but if their overall engagement was to happen in December, I wouldn't be surprised, and this would be the most opportune time to do it when you have that much military assets in place. That would be for targeting all of North Korea. What would North Korea's response be? I'm not quite sure, but I would I would guess that it would not just be by way of military engagement. It would actually be by cyber warfare, basically hacking, and it would actually engage all kinds of, they already have the capability of delivering nuclear missiles, ICBMs. Wouldn't be surprised if they would engage and have that jumped off. And that would be, what would that do? Everybody here would right away jump into, yep, we need to do this, we need to do that. And not only that, imagine if there were engagements here in the U.S. on multifaceted, multi-levels. And before you know it, before Christmas even happened, there would be a mass draft of young men and women. Our young men and women would be drafted into war, and most parents would be sending them off, saying that this is the duty that they need to incur and to do. And this is where they would say, we all need to bond together now. Man, this is a thing is definitely racing towards the overall purpose and design at hand of depopulation. And this would be the perfect plausible deniability and excuse to do just that. Now, significant part. Want to make sure we got, okay, plenty of time. Now, I know that there are actual, they're trying to prepare people in different parts of the South Pacific, Hawaii and other places, in Guam, preparing them for North Korea is engaging them with nukes. And I'm going to tell you something right now, ladies and gentlemen. If that happens, that would give the overall governments around the world all of the authority where the people will accept them invoking the strictest and most forceful martial law that has ever happened in what we know of globally at one particular time. And that would definitely kick off, and it would kick off first right here in your neighborhood. And even though it's not, there is no real way that you could really do that, and it would be done by way of war, and people would cooperate, and it's so many things, and we're going to talk about that, how this could really play out, because it's the hour of when it's going to happen, I don't know, but the overall time is now, and I want us to be as prepared for it as we possibly can be, and alliances is very, very important. I'm going to just say one of the things about this type of war going on, one of the things that happens, and what's not really spoke about, during the Great Depression, the U.S. basically almost drove the deer population and the overall animals that people hunt, they drove them to near extinction. Near extinction. So it's not anything that we need to be afraid of, but that's just what would happen. That's because people would be looking to survive. And I'm going to tell you, it's something that we need to be aware of, and definitely not haphazardly just take a look, oh, yeah, it could happen. No, depending on you, how you resonate, your response to this is appropriate. Whatever you deem as necessary and responsible to you and your family, that is definitely necessary. So I would definitely say prepare for it. So what I want to do is that when we come out of the commercial break, I definitely want to talk about this and get this in that overall space of being aware of what's going on around us and how that could affect you, because it's being set up that way. And if you look at what's been happening in the news in the past two and a half years, it's really been staging itself for the confrontation. Now, the glove's about to come off, and they're going to go at it, but it's not going to be anything like we've seen before, because it's going to be multifaceted. The overall force multipliers are going to be great by way of cyber warfare, by way of financial, by way of direct military confrontation, and by way of martial law, which means overall unstable times throughout many countries, but particularly right here in the overall streets. Will be a very, very dangerous, dangerous place. And hey, Dave, I want you to just have that as a train of thought, because if it does happen and if it doesn't move to that, thank goodness. But if it does, at least you had some time before it happened to at least conceptualize it and put it into possibility and make some response to it. The response that you need to make is determined by you. No hey, Dave, person can tell you what that response actually should be, or if you should ignore it. That's you know, up to you as well. But I would say to you, those of you that resonate with the energy that looks at things from a sovereign self-determining standpoint, you already know that history has proven that there is a wicked trend, an evil and wicked wind that blows, and that evil and wicked wind has not retired itself. It lies in wait, and it also blows continuously, but the gale force winds are on the horizon, in my opinion. So just want you all to have that thought process and to respond to it according to how you resonate as an individual. So if you would like to get in on the conversation, definitely give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. I will see you on the board, and we'll definitely bring you up. Have any questions or comments or things that you want to share, please do that. And I think this is the perfect distraction from a lot of things that's going on. And if you look at the overall economic direction, if you look at how everything has been structured out, the everyday person now here in the States, and I believe that is going to be the so-called States, is going to be the overall main battleground. It's not going to be in Europe, even though that will be a battleground. It's the actual main battleground will be here in different ways and in different forms. And I do see that it being in forms of actual physical invasions as well, but it won't go to that initially. The destabilization will be in place, and I'm going to talk about that as well in the second hour on Tando Radio Show. So if you would like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Before we get into this, if you have a question or comment, go ahead and make it, and then I want to get into this.
Yeah, Dave, I got a comment. You said they almost, deer and stuff almost went extinct during the Great Depression.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes a lot of sense, man. I don't think we realize just how bad that time was for a lot of people. And, you know, also, I bet the people that were in the best position to survive that lived in rural areas, man. And I know why people move to these urban centers and what have you, because that's where they put most of the jobs at, unless, you know, you want a job and working in prison slavery, then you can find one in the rural areas. But I mean, just from a basic survival, I feel like people, if they can, should be making the moves out these cities, man, for just so many reasons. But just being able to feed yourself when the trucks don't deliver food to the grocery store no more. And everybody should at least have a .22 rifle. Okay, you know, you can hunt squirrels with a .22. You can shoot rabbits with a 22. You should also have a shotgun, all right, for birds and what have you, with bird shot, and then that's also how you hunt rabbits. But also, every home should have fishing gear. These are simple, inexpensive things that could save your life in such a scenario. At least, you know, because some of us, just let's be real, we can't stock up on the food like that. You know what I'm saying? But then you don't want to deplete any food that you do have saved up. And so I feel like you got to have a shotgun, you got to have a 22 rifle, and you got to have fishing gear. If you don't, I don't really see how you're going to feed yourself.
Yeah, and that's very, very, very important. This is why the collective prudence part of everything is critical, critical. And, you know, we're going to talk about that. One of the things why we engage in Coins of Change is to get the overall funding that we can leverage into real assets. I always say you use currency, paper currency, digital currency, cryptocurrency, for getting assets. That is critical, and that is what we need to be doing. And building the relationships. We have a great, great opportunity, and I know that all of us throughout the country are going to definitely come together. So we got a couple of minutes before we go to break. Let me go to Brother Davis. Then we'll go to break after Brother Davis. Go ahead, Brother Davis or Sister Davis, whoever it is.
This is Brother Davis again, man. I want people to Brother understand Davis. That the cities have been designed for this. There's an interstate that goes around every city that has a military installation on it. Every major city, not just a few. Don't wait to the last minute. Start looking at your ins and outs right now. We've talked everything about the sewer system to waterways, because the major interstates and those sort of things will be totally controlled. And one last thing, one of the major things that had to had to bounce back after the last the depression was the environment. All of the small, the medium-sized animals were almost extinct due to the needs of the people who had the necessities on hand that Brother Scotty was talking about. And this, understand this, most of all, if it reaches this point, it will not be a drill. And let me repeat, if it reaches this point, it will not be a drill. All right, I just wanted to add that, Brother. Peace.
Brother Davis, well said as always. Okay, everyone, getting ready to go to a commercial break. Then we'll come back. I want to talk about this a little bit more. And get, if you would like to jump in, definitely do that. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit star. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. So please do that. Okay, so what I wanted to talk about is just the one of the, you know, now it's not really getting the overall this, the overall war paradigm is not getting the leverage that it was getting before. People are going about their, you know, and that becomes very, very, very dangerous, because one of the things that the system likes to do is, like, it likes to repeat some things that it has success in the past. And so this, to me, is we are closer to it today than we were yesterday. And when is this going to happen? I'm not quite sure. Don't, you know, I'm not ready for it. We're not ready for it. But if it does happen, one thing that we are ready to do is start to collaborate within ourselves. And this is why Black Talk Radio Network is so critical. And we will actually be looking at having a response, an immediate response, while everybody else may be, you know, deer in the headlight syndrome. We'll already know to be moving. And this is why we always wanted to kind of prepare you for that. And I just hope that we have done enough to put you in a position, because I realize the possibilities. Regardless of how prepared you are, you're never prepared for the inevitable that you don't physically make something. But that's quite all right with me, because for me, because I know that it's no such thing as, you know, I know making the great transformation is a beautiful thing, but still all in all, one of the things that we do is that we try to put ourselves in the most sustainable position that we possibly could be in. And being prepared mentally is one of the most important things that get overlooked a lot. Regardless of how stressful the situation is, the higher the stress level goes up, the quieter you have to be, and so that the decisions that you make will be impactful, not just for the moment, but sometimes you do have to make it for the moment because of the immediate threat, but for long-term stability. And I just want to say that's some of the things that we possibly could be facing. I just want to go over some things and lay this out. Okay, so what was worn today and actually keystroked into, and I say keystroked because it was actually reported. Some of the things about this one is that there's something different about today's ballistic missile test. According to preliminary analysis from the Pentagon, the rocket was an intercontinental ballistic missile, which was reported to have flown about 50 minutes on a very high trajectory, about 50 minutes, basically an hour, reaching about 450 kilometers above the Earth, more than 10 times higher than the orbits of NASA's International Space Station. 10 times higher than the NASA's International Space Station. Before coming down nearly 1,000 kilometers from the launch site off of the west coast of Japan. Now, what does that mean? That means that they have steering capability that can get back into Earth's atmosphere. One of the things that they probably would have a problem with, and you know, one of the things that this here, they've been saying, no, the Koreans don't have this, North Koreans, they've been having nukes for a long time. One of the key things, well, the first time I saw that they left pictures of the device that they have, I knew right away that was a very sophisticated nuclear device because of my military training. And one of the reasons that you know that North Korea has it, because North Korea has a large deposit of silver, physical silver, within the country. No silver, no nukes. Silver, you got nukes. Very, very important. So, you see, here it goes. This would make it the most powerful of the three ICBMs North Korea has tested so far. Furthermore, the mobile night launch appeared aimed at testing new capabilities and demonstrating that Pyongyang would be able to strike back at any attempt at a preemptive strike against the regime during nighttime missions. The missiles were launched from Seongnai, North Korea, and traveled about 1,000 kilometers before splashing down in the Sea of Japan. within Japan's economic exclusion zone. We are working with our partners on a more detailed assessment of the launch, the Pentagon spokesman said, Colonel Robert Manning said. This is concerning for one big reason, according to General Mattis. The North Korea ICBM went higher, frankly, than any previous, and North Korea can basically threaten anywhere in the world. This was confirmed by North Korea's missile analyst, Shay Cotton, who cited All Things Nuclear author David Wright, who told the BCC that the initial estimates of the ICBM test means that North Korea can now reach New York City and Washington, D.C. They've been able to do that for a very, very long time by different means of delivery, submarine and by ICBM, in my assessment. But see, here's the thing. This is what's so concerning about this. They don't even need to have a ICBM splash down in the U.S. now. All they have to do is send it up in that type of trajectory, not even anywhere near that high. And guess what? Explode a nuclear device that causes an EMP to go off. And guess what? Guess what? Lights out everywhere in the States. Boom. That in itself, it would be just as the overall grid system. I would like to put it this way. The overall grid system is as fragile as life itself. Once something happens to it and it reaches a point of no return, it won't return. Just like making a great transformation. The overall physical life is extremely fragile. It's about as fragile as the overall electrical components within a power plant, because they both work off of the same energy, electronic impulses, electrical impulses. Your body, physical body, and power plants. You short circuit it, lights out, that's it. No coming back from that. North Korea has just displayed that there is no reason to be threatening them in any form or fashion, because they can promptly and effectively protect themselves. Now you stop threatening and bullying. Now you try to say, well, welcome to the table. What is it that you want? How do we fit you in? Because you're a player now. But that is if the system that we had was sincere. Because you think about it. If you were North Korea, would you be engaging in this type of activity? Of course you would. Of course you would. Right, Gaddafi? So who's really pushing the envelope of military confrontation? Yes, I know they say here in the States is them, and then they would say it's the U.S., but I say it's both of them. And both of them by us harboring and aiding and abetting this paradigm of subjugation in enslavement. We allow ourselves to be moved, our energy to be moved by those that mean us no good. We don't have the collective prudence to see the power in that and the strength in that and the necessity. It's more than a necessity. It's the essence of sustainability. This is why you know that everyone that engages within this paradigm of the system, this is why the people always lose. Article goes on. Breaking news. This is from Twitter of BCC. North Korea missile analyst says initial estimates the ICBM tested by North Korea can reach New York and Washington, D.C. How did North Korea develop such an advanced ICBM here? As Michael Dutchman, research associate at the Center for Nonproliferation Studies, recalls that DPRK, which stands for North Korea, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, reportedly tested a new engine a few weeks ago. So, number two makes sense that the second stage burn time of the first two HS-14 tested was crazy long. So it could benefit from a different energy. Other experts have similar omission, ominous conclusion. Here is another one, a professor at MIT who noted that the following quip implications from North Korea's ICBM night launch. One, technical, yes. They have the technology and the technical wherewithal to do it. They want us to know they can hit the eastern seaboard. Well, just show them that. Which means they probably got a higher thrust out of the second stage working. Remember one of the things that they were saying about North Korea? Oh, they haven't done this yet. Man, they've been so past all of that other stuff. They've been able to do this for a very long time. Next one, operational. Nighttime launches helps with readiness, serviceability, and penetration. His conclusion, it's real, folks. A good visual summary of the new ICBM range shown below, as noted, is an estimate range covering all of the U.S. Finally, here is an opinion of David Wright, a physicist and co-director of the U.S. Global Security Program, whose insight on North Korea launches has emerged as one of the most informative over the past year. Now, here it is. North Korea's longest missile test yet. Why in the world would they listen to anything these people here say? Because they're setting everybody up for what they want to happen and want people to accept and obey by. Here it is. North Korea's longest missile test yet. After more than 2 months without a missile launch, North Korea did a middle-of-the-night test, 3:17 a.m. local time today, and appears to be as long as yet. Reports are saying that the missile test was highly lofted and landed in the Sea of Japan, which took coordination to get it back down. So they were basically able to pinpoint and target it. They controlled it going up, and they controlled it going down. Game over, folk. No need to try to punch that person in the mouth, because if you try, you're going to get knocked out. Some 900 kilometers, 600 miles from the launch line, they were also saying that the missile reached a max altitude of 4,500 kilometers, which means that it flew about 54 minutes, which is consistent with reports from Japan. If these numbers are correct, then it flew on a standard trajectory rather than the lofted trajectory. The missile could have the range of more than 13,000 kilometers, about 8,100 miles, which means they can go across to reach anywhere here in the U.S. This is significantly longer than previous long-range tests, which flew on a lofted trajectory about 37 minutes on the 4th of July and 47 minutes on the July the 27th. Such a missile would have more than enough range to reach Washington, D.C., and in fact, parts of the any part of the continental United States. So, here's the thing. The question now is, the question now is what Trump meant when late on Tuesday, in response to a question how the U.S. would respond to the latest ICBM launch today, he said, "We will handle it." Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's 230 aircraft in South Korea and in the 8 U.S. bases in that overall area that could engage North Korea in a very, very short fashion order. So this overall vigilant ace could now be the prelude to plausible deniability for targeting to do sorties inside of North Korea. And believe me, North Korea would respond. This is why they tested this on the 28th, days before the overall military exercise. I hope it goes right. It doesn't happen. But if it does, we're not scared. We prepared. That's the overall approach we should take. Here's why.
Hey, Dave, can I add?
Yes, go ahead, Brother Davis.
We can't be naive enough to think that North Korea came up with this by themselves. This was something they couldn't do 8-9 months ago. So literally, there's a third party who's behind this that literally would evidently wouldn't mind seeing this get explosive. So we want to keep that in mind, too. I just wanted to add that,
right.
Brother.
Yeah, definitely. I would say, Brother Davis, maybe a third, fourth, fifth, sixth party. Yes, fully. Because this means that North Korea is now a nuclear superpower. Nuclear superpower. Why is that so critical? Well, let's look at some of the overall nuclear superpowers, where they're located. Now you have Russia, China, North Korea, Japan. Oh, Japan got nukes too, even though, just so you know. But they don't tell you that. Who else that's in the area? Well, just that alone. Look at the overall representation that those countries have in response in the South Sea of China now is really... That overall economic corridor is now the overall nuclear superpower. How about the U.S.? Canada has nukes. Mexico aren't. They haven't shown that they have any nukes. So you see the overall imbalance that's there right now? Huge. Completely huge. So I would not be surprised that if this thing jumped off on the 4th to the 8th, or if something jumps off before that because the overall assets are already in place. Remember, the U.S. had recalled over 1,000 retired combat pilots, Air Force combat pilots. It wasn't just the Air Force. And they did it they had time to what? Reacquaint those overall pilots with what? Serviceable jobs. 230 aircraft, folks, that's a whole lot of armament. For a drill? Here's the big problem. Not only is it 230 aircraft, but it is 3 aircraft carriers that are in the area. That makes it one of the largest deployments, I think, in U.S. military history. They didn't send all that over there for no darn drill. So, we got another caller in queue. Then I want to get into some of the things that I want you to prepare for and think about. Welcome, caller, out of Memphis, area code 662. You're on with Tando Radio Show. If you have a question or comment, the floor is yours. Go ahead. Memphis? Okay. I guess the old area code 662. Do you have a question or comment? Okay. Guess not. All right. And if you do, unmute yourself, and then we'll take it. So now we have the whole engagement that's there, but we got another caller in queue. Let's go to that caller. Brother Braggs, what's going on?
Peace, Dave, Tando. Hey, listen, man, I was just thinking, man, as you were speaking, when that wall went down, they got unaccounted nuclear weapons. They got unaccounted biological weapons. And the scientists from that country, they went rogue or mercenary, so to speak, and they sold country secrets to take care of themselves for the future. So you have a catch of weapons that has been dispersed all around the world. They don't know where these weapons are. If you want to be honest with it, nobody speaks on it anymore. I just wanted to interject that, man. Peace, peace.
Peace, peace. And that's important because what I see happening is I see that there could be a lot of different engagements throughout the country by way of what they call suitcase devices. They call them dirty bombs.
All kind of stuff.
All kinds of stuff. And just imagine the mass hysteria that would create. And I was out to dinner one day, and then there was a power transformer that went off. And you know, they're kind of loud when they blow up. Everyone that was in that restaurant, you could tell those that was prepared and those that wasn't prepared. Everyone that was at my table, they didn't even flinch at the overall explosion. They immediately went into to assessing what was going on while everybody else was screaming and jumping and was scared to death. Why do I say that? Because right now there's been actually a buildup to get people to be unprepared and to be afraid of anything that happens and not having a proper response to things. And it was funny when that happened. I said, wow, imagine when the things start going awry here. Oh, no, not with the so-called mass shootings that you've been seeing. Far worse than that. Far, far worse than that. And I think that you would have to be prepared for that because that would be what was said that North Korea would deploy. And it doesn't mean that they would be doing it, but it would mean that it's the perfect opportunity to blame something on somebody and say they did do it. And what would the response be? Look how perfectly it worked before, recently. Everybody was, yep. I had a buddy saying, man, this is we need to go get them. Huh? Go get who?
Hey,
very, very dangerous. Yeah, go ahead, Brother Brad.
Hey, listen, man. Our brothers in Africa, man, that are going through this, this, I don't even know what to call it in this day and age. Everybody should be pissed. Everybody should be putting pressure on all these elected criminals, call them what you like, because people are just sitting on their thumbs, and I can't really believe it in this day and age. And this whole thing was brought about by people interfering in another country's business that had no business in the country in the first place. Killed the leader of that country, and their country's in turmoil now. Nobody's pointing a finger at Mr. Barack Obama or Ms. Hillary Clinton because they're responsible for this shit. Excuse my language, man, but they are. But people right. are letting them slide away, and I don't really understand how they get in the way, how they, you know, they throwing shade like, hey, man, come on now. And all my brothers who be screaming about they African, this should be, you know, upsetting you too, because I look at it like this. Them today, you and I tomorrow, so it ain't yep. funny. It ain't funny at all.
Right, Brother Bragg. That's the mantra right there. Them today, you tomorrow. And how the system plays that off so well is they play it off through the dramatization of dividing people to sides and not really looking at what's really happening. So as this thing in North Korea starts to take form, Saudi Arabia is taking form. The Middle East is taking form for engagement. The Baltic states is taking form for engagement. Europe is taking form for engagement. South America is taking form for engagement. The U.S. is taking form for engagement, both by the civilian population and the so-called military officials at large. And I wouldn't say that the perfect opportunity to go ahead and flip the switch is there. So, what could I see happening? I definitely could see that something happens in Saudi Arabia that starts it, an engagement that starts there, then it spreads to, or no, the real place that would start it, in my opinion, I think is going to happen in the Baltic, in Eastern Europe, where that area, by way of the Ukraine or one of those other places, something happens there, and then it triggers Syria, then it triggers the Middle East, triggers Egypt, and triggers Israel, and by default, it would definitely trigger the South Sea of China and the Korean Peninsula. Once that happens, and it's going to be multifaceted. It's going to be not only a 3-prong attack. I actually could see it being a 12-prong attack, where people will say, "All right, well, I just need to pick a side," and boom, 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 it will just kick off, completely kick off. And when it does, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to change your way of life for the rest of the physical existence that you have here. It will be that swift, that quick. And what you do today, yesterday, and last week and last year will be critical to the options that you have tomorrow. Very, very important. Listen, want to jump into a quick commercial break. When we come back, I just want to give a couple of scenarios, then would like to hear from you. If you have any questions or comments that you would like to make, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
And live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Hit **. We'll see you in queue. We'll bring you up. And what I want to do now, I want to just give a scenario, a couple scenarios, what I may see. And if you would like to jump into the conversation, definitely don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. Okay, so here's the overall impact of this whole thing. Once there's an engagement, the overall quality of life and standard of living that we all have grown up knowing will be no more. Because what I definitely could see happening is that, one, the overall supply chain will be broken by way of actual military engagement and by cyber attack. Today's battlefield is not with tanks and with planes. Primarily, it's going to be digital, encryptonized by encryption and encrypted messages to hack and engagement to destabilize everything. Then there will be actual the overall violence, from the military engagement, there will be a martial law that is unenforceable in this country. Can't enforce martial law in this country. But in selective areas, it will definitely be enforced. The major cities will become a trap right away. How that will play itself out, initially people will obey it. But once the overall military engagement starts, that's when it won't. That's where people will be scattering and running all over the place, and they will be extremely frantic. It will be as if a caged animal, the lift gate is just open for that caged animal. One that has tusks and one that, it, you know, like a wild boar, it is just going to tear out of there, and people will be go from civilized to feral very, very quickly. That overall collective prudence opportunity will go by the wayside almost immediately, because the overall effects on people will be so severe that it will cause a depression that is so heavy that everything will be based off of emotions and emotional instincts, not intellectual or spiritual instinct, but the instincts of emotion. And that is always going to kill, because that's what the movies have taught. That's what the schools have actually caused us to recite. And that's what the culture has propagated. So as the overall, the U.S. engages in a military engagement, it will get it. The destabilization will not be as immediate. It will go in layers, because what they want to do is they want to get as many people as quickly as possible. So they're going to layer this whole thing out. And one of the things that the system has is that it has the opportunity and the advantage to be methodical and calculated in everything that it does. Once you confuse the prey, the opportunity to take its physical life is now in your hands. And they're going to slowly play this out. There will be an engagement. There will be a draft. And they will get the full energy and the full support of everyone else, because they're going to want everyone to turn on everyone. How do you do that? You don't do that by cutting the lights out right away. You don't do that, because what you're doing is you're taking people from immediately from being well and able and consciously thinking to now being stressed with something. What they want to do and what they're going to do is they're going to have a methodical approach to break down and wear down the overall will to survive and the will to stay civil. And they're going to break it down in a methodical, slow approach. They're going to bring the pain slowly and on a projected elongated strand. And because of that, what it's going to do is it's going to break down. It's going to be like a virus, slowly breaking your body down, slowly breaking your mental will down, slowly breaking your overall your overall collective prudence and your ability to think rationally for sustainability. It's going to slowly break that down to where you won't give a and now that progression by way of technology can happen much faster but seem so much slower. Here's why: because we're so dependent on technology right now. Very, very few of us have the overall experience within the ecosystem, let alone the expertise. Even the so-called experts don't have the seasonal expertise, the regional expertise of the ecosystem. And that's going to be necessary to learn. And I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there really aren't many schools. You're going to have to be educated in that. And education sometimes is a process of experience that could take a while. So as the overall first engagements happen, the cyber attacks will happen. And when the cyber attacks happen, there goes the neighborhood. Your nice neighbor that you have been friends with for a while, if that bond isn't sincere, oh boy. And they're going to destabilize the families by taking away the overall energy of the family by drafting the youth to war before they kick it into high gear. Stage one will be a military action that will cause for the appropriate response for everyone to fall into the trap. It's like a deer or a hog at a feed. That will be the first starting to sniff the food is there and looking around and slowly moving in. The next stage will be other acts that will make you comfortable in the overall war paradigm and the necessity for a war. That's when you start eating the corn that the feeders has dropped. And then that is going to be facilitated also by cyber attacks that will cut off your abilities to be on the internet, your abilities to get delivery of food, delivery of power, because you'll have brownouts and everything else. Food will be a major, major commodity that people will be starting to fight over, and then they'll start to say, hey, people will say, hey, not to do that, and then boom, there will be the attacks that will start to ramp it up. That's when you start to get closer and closer to the feeder, and you start slowly putting your awareness guard down. And the only thing you're focusing on is eating more of the corn than the other feral hogs that are with you, because they're eating them up and there's only so many. So you're focusing on the corn now. Then as the war progresses and the cyber attacks progress, then the overall riots and destabilization that happen in the States, and one of the things that the first thing that they're going to cut out is your ability to communicate with people. So you won't know what's going on in the world. And then that's when the walls start closing in. Because you won't know when food is coming. You won't know when the stores that have this. You won't know. There will be some information that will be selected from the shortwave radios and for other things, and believe me, that will be centralized for the overall propaganda of what the system wants you to know.
Call recording off.
Then it will move into the phase where the martial law will no longer have effect, and you will have roving gangs claiming territory that have assets for sustainability. Uh-oh. Things ain't never going back to the way that they were before. Kind of like after New York happened before, those of you that were around and old enough to remember when you could go to the airport, walk your family or could walk to the plane and sit outside in the lounge area while the plane refueled, and you could sit with your family member or you could sit with your friend while that was happening. You just walked in and went to the ticket, gave them your ticket, you walked up the escalator or down the escalator, however they worked it, and you just walked to wherever they told you where the gate was. You walked right to the gate. Many people have never even experienced anything like that. I know some of y'all remember that. Then you would walk them up until where the stewardess would say that they're starting to board, and you can walk with them right up to the tramway and watch them walk down the tramway while you wave, and then you say, oh, okay, well, they're going now, and then you can stand outside and watch the plane taxi off and take off until you can't see it anymore. And then you can say, well, now we're going to leave. As you frequently hear, those were the good old days. You're going to hear this. Remember when we could just go get up and go get gas, drive to the grocery store, pick up some groceries? For, or we just go grocery shopping for a month, or go grocery shopping for a week, whatever you wanted to do, you just go over there and pick something up. It would only take you 10 or 15 minutes, but it was so inconveniencing for you to detour from your day, go grab something from the grocery store to take home. Now, the lines at the grocery stores are the killing fields. If the grocery store is going to be open for very few items, and what items is going to be there, you don't know. And you won't know when things are going to get delivered. And when things do get delivered, it may just be some stale bread that's being delivered. And there's only about 12 of them. Then, on top of that, then it becomes further destabilized because the major cities start getting bombed, and there's no repairs. How would your world change? Not being able to have access to so many things that you had at your fingertips, and I mean figuratively and literally at your fingertips, where you can go to the computer and order something and have somebody deliver it to you within hours or within a day at the most. So what need was it ever for you to prepare for anything and to have a storage of anything? What do I need that for? I order it tomorrow if I need it. Well, sometimes tomorrow is an unexpected change that becomes your forever. And I really want us to be prepared for any and everything. If it happens, you have a plan. You're going to have to deal with it anyway. But I want you to have the ability to have as many options at your disposal as possible. And it really doesn't matter what your situation is. You're still going to have a decision to make. You'll have a decision to make once it happens, like the decision that you have right now. What are you going to do with the power of now? Because our nows change. And they change based off of what we do continuously. I would say be aware of all of the things that are happening. If you've been preparing, continue to prepare. And prepare yourself for when it does happen, what's your overall psychological response to things and your spiritual response to things will be. You've done the physical. Now we got to do the mental and the spiritual. No need to run from it, because we haven't positioned ourselves to where we won't allow for an erase. We won't allow for a race. Survey where you are, who you are, and what you have, who you know. What will be essential? What are your weaknesses? What are your strengths? You know all of those things, and you need to assess those things, even if you do the thing all by your damn self. The power in that. And that being that energy that you generate. Be ahead of the curve on everything. Have a response to if things go awry, what will you do in the initial 8 hours, that 96-hour margin call, what are you going to do in that 96-hour margin call? And I think that if you do that, you'll prepare yourself to position yourself, and you'll be fine. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit star before we get out of here. We got like 5 minutes left. Scotty's going to have BTR News coming on right after Tando Radio Show. And I would definitely say probably the most important thing to have is like-minded people around you. That is so, so important. That will be your base. That will be your base. If you have that, you have opportunities at a lot of different things. So make sure you take care of that aspect of it all. Like Scotty said, make sure you have a 22, make sure you have a shotgun, make sure you have fishing gear. Make sure you know the season that we're in. It's winter, y'all. It's winter. So I think we have a caller in queue. Caller, did you have a question or comment? I couldn't see where that was out of. No? Okay. Okay. All right, so know the season. Know what it is, what you need. Some of us need different things. Some of us are all in different parts of the country that bring about different options, opportunities, and obstacles. Know them. And whatever you do, there's no reason to get upset at anything. And it's one of the things that you have that I think is critical for us to train ourselves to be able to do now. Not to get upset. It's not worth it. That in itself is worth its weight in gold. So, all right, everyone. So I just want to say thank you all for being a part of Tando Radio Show. We're going to get out here just 1 or 2 minutes. I didn't have any callers, so hopefully you were able to pick up something. And definitely look forward to servicing and working with you all coming here in the future. Never scared, always prepared. And remember, before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Much love, much respect. Brother Braggs, if you would be so kind to chime us out, greatly appreciate it. PCs.
Bruce.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.